Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of After Hours of Rotoballer Radio. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano. Happy to be with you this 4th of July weekend with five hitters you need to add for the upcoming Week 15, which, reminder, super short. Doesn't start really until next, I think, Friday, as the All-Star break is upon us. So we're going to talk about a couple of hitters here today that maybe you should add whenever FAB runs, if your league adjusts the FAB date, due dates because of the All-Star break. And all of that fun stuff. So we'll take a look at some names. Before we get to all of it, we'll head over to rotoballer.com. Check out everything there. The main page, premium package, expert chats. You know what's there. Rotoballer.com has got you covered. Season-long DFS leagues, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, golf, NASCAR, you name it. Rotoballer.com has got you there. Sign up for the premium package. Use the promotional code ACES, A-C-E-S, basically telling them that I, Anthony Agnano, A, Agnano Fantasy, has sent you. So take advantage and save 10% using that promotional code. All right. Guys, want to remind you, I've been busy. I haven't had as many videos come out of late. They'll be back in force next week. We're going to start doing our football preview videos next week. I'll start with the quarterback position. Come at you about 10, 15 minutes. Break down my football rankings. I'll come at you today with the hitters. And over the weekend at some point, I'll hit you with a little probably all-star game. My thoughts on some fantasy all-stars. As well as we take a look at that. Ton of work going on right now, Rotoballer Radio on Sirius XM. New time slots, Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. We're going to have Josh and Scott on Saturday nights, starting, I believe, at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. Through the summer months, myself and the King, Scott Angle, coming at you from on Sirius XM, Sirius 210, XM 87, or on the Sirius XM app. So Rotoballer Radio all over Sirius XM right now. So take advantage of it. You got all those. Real Talk Raf, Josh Hayes, Scott Angle, and myself. I was on all week this week with Raf. I'll be Sunday morning and then next week as well filling in the morning show. So make sure you check it all out. All right. As always, thanks for subscribing right here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel as well. All right. Let's take a look at some five hitters you need to add for week 15. Some guys who have an impact. And can help down the stretch, second half. Alex Dickerson, outfield, the San Francisco Giants. Only 3% owned coming into the weekend on Yahoo. Playing left field, kind of batting in that cleanup, middle of the order role, doing a little platoon split, but, you know, he's not playing against lefty. So he's still, you know, when you are the platoon on the right-handed side of that, you're still getting four or five starts a week. So I'm not overly concerned about it. Had a brief run in May. If you remember, the Giants were trying to figure out their outfield situation. We talked about some of the additions they've made. They kept giving Mack Williamson chance after chance after chance. Now he's up. Now he's, like I said, essentially playing full-time. Only 25 games on the season, 62 plate appearances coming into the weekend. But in those 62 plate appearances, he's hitting .281 with a .339 on-base percentage, three homers, 15 RBIs. Striking out about 26% of the time, walking about 8%. Weighted runs created pretty effective at 126 and an OPS of 883. Now, that's his numbers on the season. That includes a brief cup of coffee run in May where he really did not do much. He's done most of his damage since being recalled on June 21st, which was 13 games ago for the San Francisco Giants. Since June 21st, 43 plate appearances. He's hitting .342 with a .419 on base percentage. A weighted runs created of 191. You put up production like that, that's how you keep yourself in the lineup. All three of his home runs have been since that June 21st call up. 13 RBIs of his 15 since that June 21st call up. Strikeouts have gone down in that period to 21%. Walk rate has gone up from his season average to 11.5% since that time. So he's on a terrific run since June 21st. You give me .342 over 13 games, on base percentage over 400, those weighted runs created. Alex Dickerson on a terrific run right now. Got to exclude that May run. Came up, demoted, came back up, and he has performed ever since then. 3% owned, not going to cost you much off of the waiver wire. Number two. Kevin Biggio, the young kid in Toronto. Now, talked about him when the rookies came up. He struggled mightily when he first came up. From May 24th to June 21st, essentially his first month in the big leagues, he flashed a little bit of power with five home runs, but he was hitting 203 with a strikeout rate of about 28%. Now, like I said, he had a little power there, ran a little bit with three stolen bases. But we're seeing a more complete hitter since that June 21st, June 22nd. Like I said, May 24th to June 21st, 203. Since then, since June 22nd, he's hitting 311 with an on-base percentage of 415. Now, the power's gone down. He's only got one home run since then, but he scored 10 runs. He's driven in 11, and he's got two stolen bases. His strikeout rate since June 22nd has gone down just enough, 28 to 24%. He's walking at a 15% clip since June 22nd. Again, kind of the same time period as Alex Dickerson. Batting average is over 300. The power will still play. On the season now, you're looking at six homers, five steals. You're looking at a double-double guy, especially if that strikeout rate continues to decline. The batting average continues to increase. Okay, weighted on runs created plus is at 126, and his OPS sits at 835. I've added Biggio in spots where people added him and then dropped him because of that 203 batting average over the first month of the season. They're missing out on that over 300 since then, about 12, 13 games. He's got the average up to 246 on the year, and the on-base percentage on the year is 379. And this is why I didn't give up faith when he was striking out a ton. On the season, his walk rate is almost 18%. Does he strike out a little bit too much? Yes, but he makes up for it with an exceptional walk rate. So he's getting on base, and now a month into his career as a big leaguer, starting to hit over 300, like I said, since middle end of June, okay? Number three on the list, and this is a familiar name, a name who's just he gives you what you know he's going to give you, and I don't love it. I'm not a fan of Miguel Sano, but at 29% owned on Yahoo, first base, third base, corner infield eligible, and he's doing what Miguel Sano does. He's hitting 225, a 308 on-base percentage. And what does Miguel Sano do? He hits a ton of home runs, and he strikes out a ton. And that's where he's at right now. Okay, he struggled with injuries last season, end of 2017. But right now, 13 home runs, 24 RBIs, walking almost 11% of the time, but striking out 38.5%. Not my type of player, but weighted run created at plus at 121, OPS at 873. And when he hits the ball, when he doesn't strike out, he's effective. A 273 batting average on balls in play. But he's kind of back where he was. Remember in 2016, he hit 25 homers, hit 236, struck out 36% of the time. 2017, he was having his best season. I had him in spots that year. He was on a power surge. He was on his way to 35 home runs. He ended the year with 28. He got hurt down the stretch, but was hitting at least 264, striking out 36% of the time. Last season was a washout. Remember, they sent him to A-ball, striking out almost 40% of the time, and was batting 199 with the 13 home runs. And then his season ended, got sent down, and that was that. His power's back to that 25 to 30 home run pace. Figure he gives you, ends up with about 25. Remember, he started the season on the injured list. He's got 13, gives you 25. But again, he's going to strike out a ton, and he's going to strike out a ton. And he's not going to give you a high batting average. So what do we get? If you need power in the corner infield, Miguel Sano is available, is really all I'm saying. Am I adding him? To be honest with you, no. My teams are stacked with power, okay? And because I'm stacked with power, I'm looking in another direction because I'm looking to add batting average. And that's where Miguel Rojas of the Miami Marlins comes into play. First off, I love his versatility. First, second, short, third base eligible. I love his ownership. It's only 7%. Shouldn't cost me a lot to get him. 30-year-old, been with the Reds, the Dodgers, now the Marlins. He's been around the block. Last season, career high 11 home runs. This season, only one. But I'm not adding him for power. I'm adding him for a 296 batting average. This is a guy who two seasons ago hit 290. So 296 is not a complete fluke. A 355 on-base percentage. He's mixing in. He's giving you enough steals. In a league bereft of stolen bases, okay, six stolen bases, giving you 10-plus. Those add up. Those 10 stolen base guys add up. 31 runs scored, 26 RBIs. In his last, like I said, 11 home runs last season, not expecting it to repeat. But again, if you're the anti-Miguel Sano and the 36, 37% strikeout rate, Miguel Rojas is a 12.7, 13% if we weren't around it, 13% K rate with about an 8% walk rate. Not a high one weighted runs created. Again, he bats leadoff. His weighted runs created plus is about 98. Okay, so he doesn't deliver the overall production of even a Miguel Sano when Sano hits the ball out of the yard. But if you're in a 5x5 roto and you're looking at somebody who could give your batting average a boost, okay, Miguel Rojas is doing that. Plus the fact first, second, short, third means middle and corner eligible as well. So he's six spots in your rotisserie lineup, which is important. Batting leadoff for that Marlins team. He is the anti-Sano, okay? So at this point, and I say this all the time, guys, it's July 4th weekend. It's checkpoint number two. Memorial Day was checkpoint number one. You don't need the best player. You need the best player who will help you fill a category, okay? When you look at your rotisserie league, and if you're already first in home runs, you may not need more power. But if you're, you know, 10th out of 12th in batting average, and you're percentage points away from going from 10th to 7th, okay, Sano's not the guy to add, Miguel Rojas says. Check your standings, check your category standings before setting that fab budget. Number five, and we're going to have a bonus player here too as well, but number five, the number five hitter to add, Chris Taylor of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second base shortstop outfield eligible, 55% owned on Yahoo. Okay, was drafted, was dropped, needs to be re-added because he has been on fire since he took over at shortstop since with Corey Seager's injury. He's playing himself into a role. And what makes Chris Taylor nice for fantasy is he's going to find that bats almost every day because of his versatility in the infield and the outfield. On the season, 266, 8 homers, 6 stolen bases. Again, like I said about Rojas, just enough stolen bases that he's useful in that category. He's on pace for a double-digit stolen base year. 40 RBIs now, strikes out a ton, 27%. Okay, weighted runs created plus at 109, OPS at 805. It's basically on a 15-homer, 12-stolen-base pace. But here's what I like. Since June 18th, okay, a little over 3 weeks ago, the guy's hitting .434. He's got 23 hits in his last 63 plate appearances. Of those 23 hits, 12 of them have been for extra bases. 8 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs. More than half his hits since June 18th have gone for extra bases. He's got .476 on base percentage since that time. 16 RBIs, 2 stolen bases in his last 63 plate appearances since June 18th. His weighted runs created since June 18th is 218. Okay, you do not get more productive than that. Chris Taylor has been straight up on fire. He is my number one add of all the players I've named today. And it's probably the last chance you're going to get to add him because he's already at 55%. The versatility makes him invaluable, okay? Power-speed combination and straight hot fire he's been since June 18th. And my number six, even though the title of the show is five, I give you a bonus player today. And the reason I got to mention it is because I was surprised he was even remotely available. Again, I've said this before on the show. I constantly hear about the fact that there's no catchers. Yet Christian Vasquez of the Boston Red Sox is 51% owned on Yahoo. On the season, a catcher hitting .296 with a .332 on base percentage, 13 homers, 37 RBIs, striking out 19% of the time, a .113 weighted run created plus, and an OPS of .840 can not only be owned 51% of the time. I honestly thought it was a misprint. So I delved deep. 51% ownership on Yahoo for a guy who since June 11th, 73 plate appearances, is hitting .343 with 6 of his 13 home runs, 24 hits in his 73 plate appearances. I don't care who your catcher is, okay? Unless it's Realmuto, Gary Sanchez, or Wilson Contreras or the Cubs, you're essentially upgrading with Christian Vasquez right now. Okay? 51% ownership is ludicrous to be that low. Even in a 10-team league, he's better than what you have, unless I named one of these other guys. All right, everybody. Listen, this has been fun. It always is. Thanks for finding time to watch here on the YouTube channel, on Rotoballer's YouTube channel. Head over to rotoballer.com. You know the routine. Check it all out. Okay, and use that promotional code ACES. Tell them Anthony sent you. Save 10%. I'll be back again throughout the weekend and during the week. Thanks for finding the time to listen. Follow me on Twitter at AAnnianoFantasy and enjoy the rest of your 4th of July weekend, everybody. Be smart. Be safe. Have a good one.